I spent almost an hour shoveling my neighbor's driveway, and she thinks her nephew did it. That's not fair.
So, did you shovel the driveway just to get credit, or did you do it because it was the right thing to do? Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. When you do something nice for someone in your family, do you hope to get credit for it, or do you hope to get a reward? Well, in the Bible, Paul reminded his friends in Colossae when he said this in chapter 3, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord." So next time you get a chance to do something nice for another person, remember that even if they don't notice or if they never say thank you, God is watching and He'll be pleased. Our story today is called "We'll Shovel for Brownies." Sky scooped the last bit of heavy, wet snow from his driveway and heaved it to the side. As he leaned on the shovel to catch his breath, his gaze fell on Mrs. Barron's driveway next door. The snow lay in deep drifts and her window still had the curtains drawn. "Mrs. Barron's must still be asleep," he thought. "She can barely get around anymore. How's she going to clear her driveway?" With renewed energy, Skye walked over and shoveled Mrs. Barron's driveway too. "She's going to be so happy when she sees that I shoveled her driveway," he thought as he put the shovel away in the garage. "Maybe she'll bake me a batch of her famous double chocolate brownies as a thank you." As Sky headed out with his sled later that day, he saw Mrs. Barron's at her mailbox. She was moving very slowly, and he was glad he had helped her. "Hi, Mrs. Barron's," he called out. She smiled and waved back. "Hi, Sky. Can you believe this weather? Thankfully, my nephew comes and clears my driveway when we get a heavy snow. I don't know what I'd do without him." "But it wasn't," Sky began. But Mrs. Barron's had already headed back in and didn't hear him. "Great," Sky mumbled to himself. "I do the work and someone else gets the credit for it." Sky was still stewing that evening. "Mom, next time you see Mrs. Barron's, could you mention that I was the one who shoveled her driveway this morning? She thinks her nephew did it."
"Did you shovel her driveway just so that she would say thank you?" asked Mom.
"No, I could see she needed help. But it's not fair. She'll probably bake her nephew a batch of her double chocolate brownies to thank him, and he didn't even do anything." "People don't always get credit for the good things they do," said Mom. "But God knows what you did, and He's very glad you were so thoughtful and kind. He knows all the good deeds His children do out of love and gratitude for the gift of eternal life He's given us, and someday He'll reward them." She smiled. "And rewards from Him are far better than anything Mrs. Barron's could give you, even double chocolate brownies." So what about you? Do you ever feel like no one notices when you're kind and helpful? Does it seem like people don't appreciate the good things you do for them? Well, God does. He sees all the good things you do out of gratitude for all He's done for you, and someday He'll reward you. So keep showing others His love by being kind and helpful, knowing that God sees and appreciates everything you do for Him. Our key verse is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12.
"Listen, I, Jesus, am coming soon. I will bring rewards with me. I will repay everyone for what they have done."
And our key thought today, God rewards His children. Countdown to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent Cards. Starting December 1st, find each day's story on the card, talk with your family through the questions, and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Get the Advent Cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.